So, if Muslims consider that idolatry is the greatest of all sins, and if this is the mainstream idea, then how can they coexist with other religions? Yes, that is where the reformation is required. So, we have to understand that every tradition will need. Tradition is not just a matter of connection with the past. A living tradition is connected with the past, but it's also connected with the present. And that connection with the present is what makes the tradition relevant. Connection with the past makes the tradition faithful. That is the fidelity of the tradition. Connection with the present requires flexibility. If there's no flexibility, then sooner or later the tradition becomes simply a museum exhibit. It just becomes extinct. So there is, as far as the moderate Muslims are concerned, they do recognize that there are people who are going to have different beliefs from ours. And because we live in a multicultural world, we cannot impose our beliefs on them. So now to what way they themselves reconcile the concept, the worship of the deities, the worship of images, that is up to them. So many Christians reconcile it by, they talk about the Saguna Brahma and Nirguna Brahma. And they say, okay, this form is worshipped and there is a formless also. And then they find it that, okay, this is something which is for some people. This is for bhaktas, this is the form. But for the jnanis, there's no form. That's how they reconcile it. So each tradition will find it, have to find its own way to reconcile the beliefs of some other tradition which don't agree with it. So that is the whole challenge of being connected with the current world. So those who cannot stick, those who are not ready to connect like that, either they have to, they will become irrelevant, or they become dominant, then others have to leave from there because they cannot live. They cannot live in harmony with others. So we as devotees, we need to focus on, there are significant differences between the deity and the idol. The first and foremost is that there is a clear description of the form of God given in our scriptures. And it is based on that description of the form that there's a depiction. So in that sense, this is not an imagination, this is not a concoction. This is a replication as per the description given in the scripture. So that's why what was applicable at that time is not applicable now. The condemnation of idol worship that was done at that time, that is not applicable now. And I was at this Christian Vaishnava dialogue, and there one Christian scholar, he spoke that he had come to one of our ISKCON temples, and he stayed there for a few days, and he had his own seminars and other things for other people he had organized. And he was leaving, he stayed for about 10 days. When he was leaving, dude is asking, how was your stay over here? So it was very challenging. What do you mean challenging? Now, normally we treat, we are very hospitable to guests. We take care of them. See, what did you find challenging? He said, you know, every morning when I would come and see you doing your worship to the deities, you know, I had been taught to believe that this is satanic. That this is worship of the Satan. But I could see that there is so much intense devotion over it. So I just could not deny the devotion. So how do I reconcile this genuine devotion with my conception that this is worship of a false god? So that was very challenging for me. So he's honest enough to admit that. But the point is that if even people who have certain cultural conceptions, if they interact with genuine practitioners, then they may say that, you know, no, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. But it's like giving the earlier metaphor of disease. You know, somebody may say, the allopathic doctor says, you know, Ayurveda is bogus. And it doesn't work, it cannot work. But then you may say, this prescription is wrong. This prescription is wrong, but the patient is cured. You know, you can see patient is cured means
actually the person has developed genuine devotion for God. So the person has actually been cured. So if you see that, then you start thinking, you know, maybe my idea that this prescription is wrong is itself wrong. There's something right about this prescription. So Ayurvedic medicine may not make sense from the allopathic perspective. But if a patient is cured, you cannot deny the cure of the patient. The patient's restoration of health. So like that, if Muslims, they may have certain conceptions. But if they interact with bhaktas who are worshipping the deity and who are devoted to God, who are spiritually advanced, then that spiritual advancement, it's self-evident. It will be seen. And then their conceptions will be challenged. And then they will have to come to their own reconciliation that, okay, that condemnation of idolatry that I was talking about, that applies at that time. It does not necessarily have to apply now to all forms of worship that are done in some other tradition. That's how they can come to reconciliation. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.